Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, we're talking Troy Trojan basketball. We're joined by the girls coach in Derek Jasper. Brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Want to thank Anderson Meats, also RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable. Another big win for the Trojans on a Tuesday night. A 61-point win at McLouth. 81-20, the final score. And then, Coach, I had a chance to see you in the game on Friday, which was an 18-point win against ACCHS at home. So, since we last spoke, a couple of games, a couple of league wins, and two more impressive wins for your team over this last week.
Yeah, back to the ACCHS game on Friday. I thought we might be a little rusty in that game, and our shooting was pretty bad. We shot 2 for 21 from the three-point line and kind of let them hang around. You know, that game was still kind of in doubt even through the third quarter when we were up maybe like 12, 13 points and played against a good team. I thought Effingham, I hope Coach Eckert would say this, that they might have played one of their best halves of basketball of the year against us in the second half. I think we beat them 30-25 after halftime, and I wasn't happy about giving up 25 points in a half, but Effingham scored 41 on us. That's the most anyone scored on us all year, and the Bowerly girl got going pretty good in the second half. I think she had 17 of her 23 after half and kind of bullied us around a little bit. So some things to certainly improve on defensively there, but they were the first team to really show us a boxing one on Harper, and I thought we did a pretty good job against that night, and then McLeod did the same last night, really tried to take Harper away, and that's really allowed Allie Franken, I think, to step up and shine a little bit. She had, I think, maybe 13 against ACCHS and 12 last night, and could have been, you know, a lot more if she missed a couple of easy ones, but hopefully, you know, we've got other players that are going to be ready to step up when they do try to take away Harper, and Harper shot 33 last Friday and like 28 last night, so I mean, we're still going to have them involved, even if they try to take her away. But I think we've done a good job of attacking that junk defensive. And like I said, two good league wins overall the last 2 games.
Yeah, and we've talked about it over the course of the season so far. Obviously, teams putting a heavy emphasis on Harper, and that's opening up things for some of the other girls. As you mentioned, Allie Franken, who's one of your better rebounders, no doubt about it, but putting in some good games. And are you a little bit surprised maybe it took, you know, so long, and I say so long, maybe roughly 5 or 6 games for teams to maybe put that true box in one emphasis in trying to take Harper away?
Well, I think teams are always kind of hesitant to go away from what they like to do normally. I mean, I'm kind of the same way. We're going to play what we're good at, and, you know, that's a difference that some teams would have to probably work on in practice and put a lot of time in, and especially early in the season. I think, you know, a lot of those coaches probably wanted to avoid doing junk defense and just wanted to work on what they're going to do all year. But as we get going, certainly teams are going to try to make our other players beat them, and we've got players capable of that. We didn't shoot the ball real well these last couple games, but as we get hot from three with our other girls, there's no way anybody could just take and beat us. But certainly got some tough games coming up on the schedule that we'll talk about here soon, but I just think we do have to keep working on that, though, being prepared for some junk and some things that teams might try to do here late down the stretch.
Yeah, our feature broadcast on Friday, KARE 93.7 FM, Troy hosting Morehill Mounts Academy. Monstrous game here early on in terms of the league standings, and a Morehill team that is obviously the defending NEKL champs. They beat Valley Falls this week by a hefty margin, 56-22, and they're playing some really good basketball right now. What do you see from this Ravens team and kind of the expectations for Friday?
Yeah, I haven't got into to look at them too much yet. Might try to do that a little bit here this afternoon so we can get ready for practice Wednesday and Thursday for them. I think the thing that's going to jump out first and foremost is their size and their kind of their ability on the glass, their rebounding. We haven't played a team that, I mean, we're small. Everybody knows that. But we've held our own on the boards all year, but we haven't really faced a team with any size, with any great tall post players. And they've got a couple of girls with Folsom and Keshner, I think her name is, that are really going to challenge us, you know, on the glass and in the paint. So we're going to have to do a great job there. And, of course, we're still going to pressure their guards and do some things, but it might kind of change us a little bit that we're now going to have to focus definitely on the rebounding side, and then definitely trying to keep them out of the paint so that they're not getting easy posts up because of their size advantage.
There it is. Derek Jasper, Troy girls basketball coach. A big one on Friday at home against Morehill Mounts Academy. That'll be our feature broadcast on KARE 93.7. Trojans still undefeated at 7-0. Morehill Mounts Academy, the defending league champs. They are undefeated in league play here to start the year as well. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.